Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Home Scale Forest Garden: How to Plan, Plant, and Tend a Resilient Edible Landscape is a practical gardening and permaculture book by Dani Baker. Based on her years developing the Enchanted Edible Forest at Cross Island Farms in northern New York, it focuses on how to design an edible landscape that works with natural systems rather than against them, using layered plant communities, habitat thinking, and careful site observation to produce food in a durable way. The book is especially relevant to gardeners in cold, wet, or otherwise challenging climates. But its methods are meant for home-scale spaces of many sizes, from small beds to larger properties, rather than presenting forest gardening as a purely idealized concept. Baker grounds it in lived experience, including experimentation, failures, plant replacement, and adaptation to site conditions. The result is both an instructional guide and a record of how a resilient edible landscape can be built over time. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, forest garden design as a working model of edible ecology. The book explains forest gardening as more than a planting style. It is a system that arranges food-producing plants in ways that imitate a forest edge or other self-supporting habitat. This matters because the design goal is not simply density or visual appeal, but ecological cooperation. Baker shows that a successful edible landscape depends on combining trees, shrubs, perennial vegetables, herbs, flowers, and mushrooms so that each layer contributes to the whole. That structure reduces the need for routine cultivation and can lower dependence on fertilizer and pest control because the planting itself becomes a functioning ecosystem. The approach also changes how gardeners think about productivity. Instead of treating each crop as an isolated unit, the book encourages planning for relationships among plants, pollinators, shade, moisture, and soil cover. This makes the design logic central to the book and distinguishes it from ordinary gardening manuals that focus primarily on annual crops or single-species beds. Secondly, site observation and mapping as the foundation of resilient planting. A major theme is that resilient gardens begin with close observation of existing conditions rather than with a fixed list of favorite plants. Baker emphasizes mapping space, reading sun and shade, noting drainage, and understanding where plants will actually thrive. This is especially important in a home-scale forest garden because small errors in placement can have lasting consequences when plants are perennial. The book repeatedly returns to the principle of matching species to habitat instead of forcing them into unsuitable locations. That idea is practical, not theoretical. A plant that struggles in the wrong place wastes time, labor, and space, while one placed well can establish with less intervention. The attention to site conditions also helps explain the book's value for cold climate gardeners, where wet soils, heavy clay, fluctuating temperatures, and short growing seasons can make generic advice unreliable. By treating the landscape as something to be read before it is planted, the book creates a more durable decision-making framework. Thirdly, building soil and structure through beds, mounds, and moisture management. The book gives substantial attention to the physical setup of a forest garden, including planting beds and hugelkultur mounds, because structure determines whether a site can support long-term growth. Baker discusses ways to work with saturated soil and other difficult ground conditions, which is a key contribution for gardeners facing drainage problems. Instead of assuming that poor soil must be corrected with heavy inputs, the book presents design strategies that reshape the growing environment so plants can establish more reliably. Raised forms, layered organic matter, and careful placement can improve root conditions and reduce stress on perennial crops. This matters in a forest garden because plants are expected to stay in place for years, so the initial infrastructure has to support longevity. The book's strength is that it treats soil and bed design as part of ecological planning, not as a separate maintenance task. In that sense, the physical garden form becomes an active tool for resilience, especially where water, texture, and compaction would otherwise limit productive planting. Fourthly, managing pests, wildlife pressure, and pollinator balance without conventional routines. Another important dimension of the book is its practical approach to garden pressure from deer, rodents, insects, and disease. Rather than presenting pest control as a matter of constant intervention, Baker explains how diversified plantings and habitat design can reduce vulnerability. The book includes strategies for attracting beneficial insects and pollinators, while also using trap crops to divert pests from more valuable plants. It also addresses deer protection, which is a serious issue in many rural and suburban settings. This is significant because a forest garden cannot be judged only by plant diversity. It must also remain functional in the presence of wildlife and seasonal stress. Baker's approach is realistic because it acknowledges that no garden is pest-free, but not every pest problem requires the same response. By combining plant selection, layout, and habitat support, the book offers a more integrated alternative to conventional spray or barrier thinking. That makes it especially useful for readers seeking lower input management over time. Lastly, cold climate perennial abundance through harvest planning and plant propagation. The book stands out for showing that perennial food systems can be productive in colder regions, not just in mild temperate climates. Baker includes a wide range of cold hardy berries, fruit and nut trees, herbs, edible flowers, perennial vegetables, and mushrooms, demonstrating how harvests can extend across the seasons. This broad crop palette matters because it turns the forest garden from a decorative concept into a food system with real output. The book also covers propagation, transplanting, vine training, and the recovery of struggling plants, which are essential skills in a perennial landscape where replacing failures can be slower and more consequential than in an annual garden. Baker's experience illustrates that abundance comes from repeated adjustment, not from a single planting event. For readers, the practical value is in learning how to maintain productivity while preserving ecological stability. The book therefore treats harvest, propagation, and adaptation as linked parts of the same long-term system, rather than as separate gardening topics. In conclusion, this book is best suited for gardeners, homesteaders, permaculture practitioners, and landowners who want to build a productive planting system that is both ecologically grounded and realistic in difficult conditions. It will be especially valuable to readers working in cold climates, on wet land, in heavy soil, or in places where deer and other wildlife make conventional gardening frustrating. More broadly, it benefits anyone interested in perennial food systems, low-input landscape design, or the practical mechanics of turning a yard, field edge, or farm margin into an edible habitat. What distinguishes it from many books in the same genre is its combination of theory and field-tested experience. Baker does not present forest gardening as an abstract ideal. She writes from a decade of observation, experimentation, and repair on a real site. That gives the book credibility and makes its advice more useful than purely conceptual permaculture writing. Its emphasis on site matching, resilient plant communities, and adaptation to poor conditions makes it a strong guide for readers who want a working system rather than an inspirational vision alone. If you would like to support Danny Baker, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.